We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Manager of the Mets is Mickey Callaway. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How's everything going?
All right. I'm sure the locker room was a buzz last night because the real Robinson Cano arrived. So I don't know... you know, what the thought was, but I mean, that was quite a show we put on last night.
That really was. You know, we could see it coming. He's been swinging the bat better than the last probably 4 weeks, and it clicked for him last night. So we hope there's more of that, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was you know, first time in his career, but I mean, that's pretty special for anybody. And they were all bombs. I mean, none of them were cheap. I mean, one was longer than the other, so quite impressive. It really was.
The thing that was impressive about it is that how easy the swings were. You know, he wasn't trying to generate anything. He just nice, smooth Robinson Cano swing.
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come as you go down the stretch here. You know, there's a fine line between getting a rally and getting into the wild card and trying to, you know, improve the team by selling guys. I'm sure there's some guys there who are wondering about their fate. How does that play out for you guys this week?
Yeah, you know what? We got to win some games. They have some tough decisions to make, the front office, I mean, and, you know, anything can happen. So we just got to play good baseball, put the pressure on everybody to make the right decisions, and hopefully we do.
Vargas has been pretty good. I mean, you know, he's had a good year. You know, I don't know if a lot was expected, but, you know, and a lot of people, you know, kind of wrote him off before the season started, but he's had a pretty good year for you guys this year.
He has, you know, and I've seen Vargas do this for many years. When he was with the Royals, he would stifle you, and you kind of after the game going, how in the heck did he do that? But the kid can pitch, man. He understands what the batter can do. He understands what his strengths are. He's got a dynamic changeup, especially when he uses that fastball in off the plate to set it up, and it works. And he's having a fantastic year for us.
You had a tough weekend where you could have been 8-1 on the trip. You lose three very, very brutal games where, yes, you gave up a run, but you put up a lot of zeros out of the bullpen. So the bullpen's been very good since the All-Star break. You haven't had the run support. Do you think the bullpen as a group has turned the corner here?
Yeah, I think they have. You know, and Wilson coming back, Avalon coming back and pitching well has really helped normalize our bullpen. You know, it's kind of pushed guys into the roles that they should be in the first place. And then, you know, Familia's throwing the ball better a few outings. Obviously, the last one didn't go his way. Gesellman's been a little bit better. Lugo's been lights out.
Lugo's been great.
Oh my goodness.
Lugo's been terrific. Lugo has been terrific, to be fair. He has really been – he's been the best guy out there. He has really been terrific.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 97 with a hammer. It's been special.
It has. You know, Diaz still looks like there's something that's not connecting for him like it did in the past. I don't know if it's touch. I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like something's still not exactly – he doesn't seem – he's getting the job done, but it's not what you – it's not like he's wiping people out yet.
Yeah, he's inching closer. You know, it's getting better. He's getting most of his pitches where he wants to. Like last night, he made some really good pitches, and then he makes one bad pitch, and they whack a double in the gap. But he's inching closer, and I feel like once he gets that fastball down and away, up and in, and gets that breaking ball underneath the zone and stays out of the heart of the plate, you're going to see that guy again.
Alonso's hit three homers since the All-Star break, and everyone wants to dwell on the home run derby. But he has been jumpy at the plate for some reason. He has not let everything come to him as he did so well in the first half of the year. He's broken bats. He's seemed a little pressing. I mean, do you sense in him a little bit of maybe either tiredness or frustration?
No, I think what it is pitch recognition. And I think, you know, I was talking to Keith Hernandez about this, and you know, he said, hey, he's a young player. These things, they're going to go through these little stretches. You know, he had one, a mini one of these earlier, kind of maybe after 2 months into the season, and then snapped out of it really quick. The good part is, you're right, he has been jumpy. He's been swinging at some pitches that he shouldn't. Probably because of the pitch recognition, and that's not easy to deal with when you're a young kid, but the production has been there. It's been three home runs, it's been eight RBIs, I believe, and he's producing. Even though he's going through this rough patch, he'll clean it up. We're keeping him off the field from taking BP yesterday, staying in the cage to make sure he just stays the other way, stays on the ball, and worries about pitch recognition and not how far it goes or the trajectory, and I think it's going to pay off for him.
Wheeler, is he going to be on a pitch count when he goes to the mound?
Yeah, he'll be out there Friday, and we'll keep him on a pitch count. You know, we're still going to get him through a bullpen, you know, a light bullpen, and then kind of talk to him about it. But if I had a guess, you know, just with the time off he's had, he probably needs to stay in that 80 pitch range, 85 if it's really going really smooth. So he'll definitely be on a pitch count, but it's still, you know, it's not that bad. He can give us five or six with that pitch count.
Syndergaard has, I wouldn't say he's back to being Syndergaard, but he has looked better of late. How do you feel he is right now as you get ready to hit August?
Yeah, I think he's in a really good spot. He's trusting his slider again. You know, the thing about his slider is it's not the 94, 95 that he really wants to see and that he's had in the past, but it's effective. And he understands that it's been effective lately, and that's really helped him get over the hump and have some confidence in that pitch, which has always been his main pitch. You know, it's hard when you go out there and all of a sudden you don't have that confidence in your main pitch, and he's getting that back. And I think the more and more he throws it and understands that, this is a good weapon, that velo is going to creep back up with that, because confidence and velo go hand in hand, in my opinion. You know, he always has confidence in his fastball. He rears back and lets it go. He's got to do the same thing with his slider.
We're talking with Mickey Callaway. You know, right now, you, the Reds, the Pirates, they're all seven games out of the wild card. If I'm you, if I'm sitting in your spot, I'm thinking I can make up seven games. I can make up a game a week here and, you know, be in this thing by September 15th if I just go about my business here. Is that something you think about with this team, or is that too much to ask for this team?
No, that's the approach we're taking. We feel like we can get back in this thing. Now, we understand that you can't do it in a week. But like you said, in 7 weeks, we gain a game a week. We can do this thing. And, you know, if you're doing it, you know, early September, mid-September, and then you can really make a push down the stretch, we have the schedule to do it. We have especially the next 15 games. We got to make a push here. I think that we have the team that can inch back in it. If our bullpen's performing, we've shown that we can win games. And let's go for it.
You know, the Giants have beaten the heck out of everybody, and you easily could have won all four of those games. You won one game lopsided. The other three were all extra inning games. You could have won any one or all of those games against the Giants. There's no question.
Yeah, and they, you're right. They're playing great. I think Madison Bumgarner even came out and said this is the best stretch of baseball he's ever seen, and he's been on three world championship teams. So they're playing great, and we were right with them in every game. You know, we could have easily won three, maybe four, and just didn't happen. Some tough extra inning losses that takes its toll from time to time, but the guys bounced back last night with a big win. We got to go beat up on the Padres.
Your team buy into this at all? Do you think that you sense that your team's thinking this way? Do you sense that in your team?
Yeah, there's no doubt that they feel that way. You know, I've seen them talk as a group and openly. They think we can do this thing, and that's what all of our efforts are going to be towards.
So if that's the case, then maybe you're not going to part with too many guys here in the next week. I mean, if you really think that, and it's not impossible. I can't say it's impossible. It's been done before. The Giants, heck, Giants were farther back than you are now, and then they jumped into it in 2 weeks. I mean, they just went on a crazy tear. They won 14 out of 16 games.
That's right. Yeah, anything's possible. And, you know, that's what we're using as our motivation. We don't want to lose any of our players. So we're gonna play for that.
But the key is the bullpen when you're in every night has got to be good, and it's got to be consistent. Do you sense that the rest of these guys, other than Lugo, can be consistent out of this pen?
I think they're inching towards that, and we've shown it since the All-Star break. We've performed tremendously, especially the main guys. So I think we can get this done if our starters continue to be dominant like they are.
Do you think there has to be a winning streak? I mean, like a 9 out of 10 or 6 or 7 in a row somewhere along the way here?
We definitely, for us to get this done, baseball seasons are all about winning streaks, in my opinion. There's very few teams every year that just go and win 6 out of 4, 6 out of 10 games every 10 days and just continue to roll. It's streaky. You're going to play 500 ball for 80% of the year, and then the rest of that 20% are going to be streaks. This 9-game winning streak, a 7-game winning streak, and that's what is going to put you above 500. So we definitely need to make a couple of runs here where we win 6, 7, 8 in a row, and other than that, play 500 ball, and we can get this done.
Well, if Cano looks like Cano, that's a big plus in the right direction. I mean, if Cano's going to start to drive in runs, which is the one thing he hadn't been doing, last night he drove in, as many runs as he has been driven in 2 months. So that was nice to see. Him getting some big hits would go a long way for you guys. It really would.
Yeah. He and Conforto, if they can be themselves, it's kind of seemed at times this year when McNeil or Alonzo weren't carrying the load that we were having a tough time scoring runs. Robbie stepped it up last night. I know Conforto is going to get hot again. And if we can get those guys swinging the bats with Alonzo and McNeil at the same time, then you're talking about a pretty special offense. Mix in Frazier, who's having a decent year, Ramos, who's going to be able to put the bat on the ball, and Rosario, who's swinging the bat decent. That turns into a pretty good lineup when you got JD Davis and Smith complementing each other. So I'm excited about what we can do if we get hot. The question is, can we get hot?
How about Ramos and the big two? They don't love throwing to him. Their ERAs say that. He's not great down in the zone. He seems to have the problem Sanchez had a couple of years ago, where for some reason the ball just bounces off his glove a lot. Even last night on a strike, the ball bounced off his glove. He's had a lot of – now, I know he's trying to frame that pitch, but he's had the ball bounce off his glove a lot this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's happened some, but he's gotten better. DeGrom really trusts him a lot now. That's one of the reasons that, Syndergaard and DeGrom are pitching back-to-back. We keep on catching Nitto with Syndergaard because of the low strike, like you said.
Right.
But DeGrom has bought in and is loving throwing to Ramos at this point. So we got a noon game tomorrow. He'll be Ramos will be back there with DeGrom, and hopefully they can get it done.
All right. So, hey, listen, hey, it would be fun to see, it would be fun to see some life in that place in August and September. So who knows? Maybe last night with Cano was a step in the right direction. Crazier things have happened. That's why baseball seasons are long. You never know what's going to happen. It was nice to at least see. I'd like to see Cano, follow it up with three hits tonight. Then I would feel a little more like it was more than, a guy who was giving you his last hurrah,
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And it will be nice to play for something in September. That always makes it fun.
All right, Mickey. Thanks very much.
All right, brother. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
There you go. So he's not giving up the ship yet. I wouldn't either. Listen, right now in the National League, everybody's in it. And everybody thinks they're in it. Did the Mets back off? They have a week to sell. And if they ran the table for a week and they were a game under 500, they wouldn't sell. Then they'd have to add a reliever and try and see if they could get better in the pen, because they have enough starting pitching. They have enough offense, especially if Cano started to hit. They need the bullpen to be better. And if the bullpen started to be better, like those three Giant games, those were killers. They were absolute killers because, they could have won any one of those games. They won the one that was a blowout easily. The other three were all games they could have won. They win last night, got turnaround tonight. Win behind Syndergaard. Turn around tomorrow, win behind DeGrom. Do that, all of a sudden, you're starting to think, hey, why not us? Crazier things that happen. Hey, probably won't happen. Odds are they'll be, we'll be talking about tonight, blowing a game tomorrow. But, that's what baseball is. It's about tomorrow's game and the hope that you can somehow get something done. They are not an awful baseball team. What they are is a team that has not figured out how to win games yet. They're not a terrible collection of talent. They're misfit. They don't have all the pieces that go in the right places. They got some guys that they have outfielders who can't hit, who can catch. They have outfielders who can't catch the ball, who can hit. They have corners. They have guys who can't get in the lineup. They have a misfitting roster, no question. But if their bullpen ever clicked in, you know, you send in Syndergaard to the mound tonight, you send in DeGrom to the mound tomorrow, win those two games, you got a little winning streak, who knows? Crazier things have happened. But win those first before you can even think about anything else. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.